On a Friday afternoon, members of the Islamic Society of Joplin gather for prayers, just as they always do. But the Muslim community in Joplin is in transition. 1 year ago, they lost their mosque. On July 4th, 2012, someone set the roof on fire, but it was out before much damage was done. A suspect was caught on video, but he hasn't been identified. Then, early in the morning on August 6th, the mosque was on fire again. But this time, the mosque was destroyed. Some people suggest the fire was an arson attack, but no one really knows for sure. 1 year later, there are no suspects, and the investigation continues. Meanwhile, the Muslim community has been moving forward. They've rented a couple suites in a strip mall to use as a temporary location. Lahmuddin Lahmuddin, the mosque's imam, tells me that Muslims in other parts of the country helped furnish the temporary space.
Brothers from Tulsa and other places came to visit and brought with them this kind of stuff. They brought the Quran, the scriptures, and they brought the prayer rugs.
The local interfaith community has also shown support. That's something that 21-year-old Osama Chaudhary, a mosque member, appreciates.
And that really helped us and supported us and motivated us that, you know, we're going to rebuild and we're going to be fine.
The old mosque was outside city limits. This time, they're building within the city, near the hospitals where many mosque members work. Construction should start soon, though there's not a date set yet. 17-year-old Alvian Salim is looking forward to the size of the new mosque and the safety it will provide.
The setting is more of it's safer. The location is safer than it was before.
Overall, Imam Lahmuddin says they have always felt safe in Joplin, and they still do, but now they are taking extra precautions. I notice a sheriff's deputy outside in the parking lot.
So the sheriff's always here on Fridays?
Yeah, we request him to be here on Fridays.
Someone from the sheriff's department also shows up for large group gatherings and on Sundays when there are a lot of kids. For Imam Lahmuddin, the whole experience has been an exercise in faith.
Well, it is hard, but we survive. because we base everything on faith. We should understand that everything that happened, that is because of the decree of God.
The Islamic Society's response has been applauded. Last fall, they received an award from the Council on American-Islamic Relations for their courage.